Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Top 5 Friday, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We gave you the Jones and Keefe Wrapped yesterday. Spotify Wrapped for the program.
Yeah, very good.
Listening age, top artists, and top albums.
Which you don't get the most reaction. Nick's List.
Oh, Nick's List.
People like Nick's List.
People did, and Nick was like, no one's going to know these acts.
Knows this. He's a metalhead.
It's true.
So yeah, it's some metal bands. People really responded to that.
So we gave you like, again, our listening age, our top artists of the year, top songs of the year.
Albums.
And top albums. It got us thinking today for top five. We should list off our top five albums of all time. Jones's top five, Keith's top five.
This was tough. This is tough. Just like, what's your favorite movie? What's your favorite TV show? What are your favorite albums? So you might like a band or an artist more. I'm not going to tell you how you did yours.
Mm-hmm.
How I did mine. This might not line up with my five favorite artists or bands, but sometimes it's like, well, I like three songs from this album, three songs from this one, and three songs from this one.
Mm-hmm.
So overall, I might like them more. But what album is basically like a can't skip album?
Skip on the album. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You went first on the clock yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm going to take first ups here.
Okay.
Let's do it. Let's count them down here, Nick.
Number five.
Okay, I like Grand Champ by DMX. You remember this one?
You are a DMX guy, yeah.
This came out in 2003. This is Where the Hood At, Keith.
Where the Hood At?
This is Get It on the Floor, Get It on the Floor.
Sure.
DMX Grand Champ, 2003. Yep.
Number four.
The Great Depression, DMX. This came out in 2001.
These are all DMX so far?
Why? So far. Okay. Yeah, I mean,
this
so far.
All DMX.
2001, We Right Here, Who We Be. Those sound very similar, by the way.
Yeah.
Those are on The Great Depression in 2001.
Okay.
Coming in at number third.
And then there was DMX
in
1999.
Again.
That's Party Up.
Okay.
What's My Name?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of good ones on that one.
Yep.
Next.
Number two.
This is a big year for DMX. 1998, Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood, also by DMX.
That was huge.
Slippin', Bring Your Whole Crew.
Slippin', yep.
That one's not a radio-friendly play, I will tell you.
No,
that is very much not radio-friendly.
No, don't play it, Nick. Please don't.
What's in the Mud, my goodness.
Yep.
But okay, what's the last one?
Number one.
That's, of course, still somehow in my top five on Spotify. It's Dark and Hell is Hot, also released in 1998. The Rough Riders anthem, How's It Going Down, among many other great hits. Grand Champ, Great Depression, and then there was X. Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood, and It's Dark and Hell is Hot. Somehow all by DMX. Top five all-time
albums. Was the Exit Wounds soundtrack sixth? Romeo Must Die?
Where was the Belly soundtrack?
Yeah, where's Belly?
Belly did have like one real good song.
So I thought you're going to throw in 311 just to throw us off.
No 311. That might be the upset of the day.
It's true. I had Chuck in New Hampshire pointed this out yesterday. I had no 311.
I thought Transistor might get in there.
Ooh, it's hard to pick an album with that.
That's fair. Well, you picked all of the DMX albums. So
okay, so
got to hog the spots.
That's your Keefe's list.
Number five.
Going with Dookie by Green Day. This is real good. This, I would say, is their best album. Others might say is some that came after that. But this is, you know, When I Come Around, Basket Case. Even some of the songs that you might not know the titles to, you definitely know all the songs. So this is fantastic. Green Day, Dookie.
Number four.
Rage Against the Machine debut album called Rage Against the Machine.
Eponymous, yeah. Good album.
Yeah, very good. This is their first one. You got, Bullet in the Head, all-time song, Killing in the Name, so give me Rage Against the Machine.
Coming in at number third.
Wu-Tang, Enter the Wu-Tang 36 Chambers. If you like If you like swordplay, get in on this. This is fantastic. Cream, you got the Method Man.
Yeah.
No, swords.
What do you mean?
Swords.
What do you mean if?
Samurais. Yeah. I know that you do,
yeah,
and most of us do. Bring the ruckus, all of that on this this tremendous album.
Number two.
Going with Toxicity by System of a Down. Hard to choose just one System of a Down album. Their debut was also very good. They had a few after this, but this is the one with Chop Suey and Toxicity and Aerials. This one's very good.
Number
one.
I'm going with my queen, Lana Del Rey.
Oh!
Born to Die. It's a no skipper. It's got such hits as Video Games, which I play, Diet Mountain Dew. I prefer just the full Tang Mountain Dew. A song called Radio. I'm on the radio. This song, this is like an album to me.
Sick brag,
it's like
bro.
Summertime sadness. Sometimes I have that.
It's almost like she wrote them about you.
Really is.
Almost.
Blue jeans. I sometimes wear blue jeans. These are all songs off the album.
Yeah, it's a lot of sweatpants and Timberlands, but yeah.
Mostly sweats and Timberlands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have an event at Gillette Stadium. Keith will wear blue jeans.
Thank you. When we go out of the studio, I'll throw on a pair of jeans to be like, see, I have adult clothes as well.
Our friend, she refers to their kids' pants. She's like, they wear sweatpants most of the time, as Lucas does.
Yes,
Lucas
yes.
rarely ever wears like jeans. She refers to them as hard pants.
Hard pants?
She's like,
oh, the jeans.
Yeah, like, no, if you're going to like, you're going to dress up, could you put on some hard pants?
Oh, got it.
That's like for you, Keith.
I do.
Anytime there's a work function, throw on some hard pants.
I do. So I had a little bit more, a slightly more variety than you, Jones, but I had Green Day, Rage Against the Machine, Wu-Tang, System of a Down, and Lana Del Rey on my list.
Chuck in New Hampshire. I thought this was going to be a lock, too. He says, I bet Keith's number one is going to be a Korn album. No Korn albums.
It's really tough. I celebrate the first four albums, but it was also hard to choose. The first one, self-titled, awesome. Our intro song is from that. I like Life is Peachy quite a bit. Follow the Leader, really good. Inexplicably, 12 silent tracks before you get to the album to start.
It's a real mind F is what that is.
Like, is there something wrong with my disc
band? I want my money back.
My disc band's broken. Like, no, you got to wait till track 13 for music to actually play. They're all very good. Same with Limp Bizkit. But this is what I was talking about because we excluded like best of albums.
Yeah.
So if you did like best of any of those guys, like Slipknot or something, maybe I would include it.
DMX Greatest Hits. I did that. That crossed my mind. I didn't think about it.
Well, I'm glad
that
you didn't
there.
Do that. I'm glad you had five different albums. That was really big of you.
I wanted to get quite a bit in there. Okay. Well, those are our top five albums on a top five Friday here on Jones and Keith. It's Spotify Wrapped season. We already gave you the Jones and Keith Wrapped. If you missed any of that, that's on the Audacy app, Audacy. You can check it out. It's free. It's easy. Get it on your phone. You can take it with you wherever you go. You won't miss a second of Jones and Keith. Good time of year to do that, by the way. Holiday season, holiday shopping, a lot of traveling. So a good time to get the Audacy app on your phone. You can catch that from yesterday or today's top five.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money line, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.